From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S. political races tighten up after one state's primary election. Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders were the big winners in Tuesday's Wisconsin presidential primary, Cruz easily defeating Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and increasing the chances that the Republicans will have a contested, a potentially divisive party nominating convention in July. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the latest from Washington on the U.S. presidential race.
For Texas Senator Ted Cruz, it was his biggest victory yet in the primary campaign, and a major setback for Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America.
Trump suffered perhaps his worst defeat yet, a loss that blunted his momentum and made it more likely that Republicans will have a contested nominating convention in Cleveland in July. In the Democratic race, it was another big night for Bernie Sanders in his bid to catch frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
There is nothing that we cannot accomplish.
Sanders has now won six of the last seven contests over Clinton, who campaigned Tuesday in New York ahead of its primary on April 19th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Now, because Democrats award delegates proportionally, Sanders' victory in Wisconsin did not significantly cut into Clinton's lead in the pledged delegate count. With 86 delegates at stake in Wisconsin, Sanders will pick up at least 45. Clinton will gain at least 31. That means Sanders must still win an unlikely 67% of the remaining delegates. This is VOA News. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday in a wave of massive protest following revelations about his questionable offshore investments. Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson stepped down after Iceland's president refused his request to dissolve the government and parliament and call new elections following the release of the so-called Panama Papers. Gunnlaugsson was under pressure to resign from thousands of protesters since documents showed he and his wife set up a company with the help of a Panamanian law firm at the center of a massive tax data leak. Gunnlaugsson has denied doing anything illegal, saying all of his taxes were paid. Drug makers Pfizer and Allergan are abandoning their merger plan after the U.S. Treasury Department announced new rules seeking to curb corporate investment in versions used to lower a company's U.S. tax bill. A formal announcement is expected Wednesday. The two firms agreed to the merger last November in what amounted to a $160 billion deal. On paper, it would have moved Pfizer to Ireland, like Allergan, where the corporate tax rate is much lower, and brought the combined company significant savings. Under the terms of the merger contract, Pfizer will now pay Allergan $400 million to terminate the deal. President Barack Obama did not specifically comment on the Pfizer plan Tuesday, but did say tax avoidance is a big global problem.
They are not new. Simply put, in layman's terms, it's when big corporations acquire small companies and then change their address to another country on paper in order to get out of paying their fair share of taxes here at home.
Obama called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban corporate inversions. More people were put to death in countries around the world last year than in any of the past 25 years. A report released Tuesday by Amnesty International said at least 1,634 people were executed in 2015, a rise of 54% from the year before, and the highest number the Human Rights Watchdog has recorded since 1989. The surge was largely fueled by three nations, Iran, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, that were responsible for almost 90% of all recorded executions. The European Commission is due today to release a paper describing at least two options for dealing with the near unprecedented influx of migrants seeking asylum within European borders. Media reports say EU authorities in Brussels will unveil a proposal to overhaul the European asylum rules and another proposal to simply modify the existing plan known as the Dublin Regulation. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.